This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good day to you. Hello, thank you. Every day, that's the way I like to start my day and work my day, thinking through the course of the day, try to send some of those thoughts and what I'm thinking and Jay's thinking across to you each day with our exchange and our opportunity to be together on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen, Jay Kirshner with the meaningful aspect of the day, the thinking about awards. Remember last year when you ladies won the award? And we went to Los Angeles and celebrated with a trophy. I have a trophy. That trophy is downstairs on my counter. As you come in my front door, I have a big chest, and I have all the things that mean a lot to me there. So if you come in and you look at this, you'll know what my life is about. My children, the farm, this award, you're all there. And people ask me, what's that? Because it's kind of an interesting-looking thing. But then I realize that that day was a very special day. But then tomorrow we start all over again, the next day, seeking that same goal or some other goal, right?
Mm-hmm.
The trophy is good for, like, when the iHeart Music Awards were held on Monday night and whatever other, the Oscars and the SAG Awards and whatever others, the Grammys. They're good for that moment, but then the challenge is, can we do the same thing or better next year or tomorrow? Or next week or next month. And if you let that make you happy and define your life for a long time, it's probably going to mean that you're missing something. It's great to have it define the day, or maybe a day or two or three or four or whatever it is, but then the effect wears off. And then you pursue other things in anticipation perhaps of another reward. It's like giving a dog a treat. When I put Daisy outside for a pee or a poop, she comes back in, and she sits by the little jar that I have her treats in. Because she knows I'm going to give her a treat.
She's strange, you know.
Yeah, right, exactly. But she does it each time and expects something each time. And she's rewarded each time. And that's because she does something different. It's not the same pee and it's not the same poop. It's a different pee and poop. Right? So it's new.
I'm sure it feels just as good as
I would imagine it probably does. But anyway, that's I guess I wonder. I start each hour, if I can, with a question. My question for you right now is, what quest are you on at this moment? Are you on today? And so, in moving forward, what are you aiming to do that's different and better than what yesterday was all about? I don't know that I consider this to be better. The folks at Disney are wrestling with how to take care of all these layoffs. This is one of, in my mind, even though they brought Bob Iger back to run Disney, the guy that he had handpicked to replace him made a mess of everything at Disney. And so they're back going to have to lay off 7,000 people. And that's because they overhired and they overdid with this other guy that was there. So they have to get rid of all these people. But, you know, the culture of Disney is one of the things that I have the biggest problem. I'm not a fan of Disney. You can tell that by listening to me. Do I not watch? Well, I grew up on Disney. I grew up watching Walt Disney on television.
Yeah, I was going to say, wasn't it Disney on? Because this was before there was a Disney Channel. It was Disney on ABC.
Right, ABC and
Saturday
NBC.
Mornings.
Mm-hmm. Both. No, they were on Sunday night.
Oh,
they were
night.
They
okay.
Primetime Sunday night. Yeah, absolutely. Anyway, so it's very interesting to see how the mighty, they are still mighty, but they also have kind of fallen, in a manner of speaking. It's not what, it's not, I don't know, maybe I should just leave it at that.
Well, I think in today's world, there's also a level of technology that might be able to take over a lot of people's jobs, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's see what else we can put together here as far as the toll that gun violence is taking on our country. There's this whole business about mental health. And there's a, interestingly, because of after the shooting, this is sort of a coincidence. Here's the story of a woman who says that she checks, she goes into schools, she goes into events, she goes into church, and she checks exits. What kind of a way is that to live your life?
Is that her, her job, or is this just when I'm going to a location?
No, that's how she thinks. No, that's how she thinks. She thinks about it, and so therefore it becomes a thing. You know, she's trying to make sure her family is okay whenever she goes to some kind of a venue, even if it's outside. She makes reference to the shooting. Remember that happened in Las Vegas a couple of years ago?
Yes,
that concert outside?
Oh, devastating.
Yeah. Yeah, right, exactly.
Well, and it's one of those things that we shouldn't have to do that. We shouldn't have to live that way, but at the same time shouldn't have to, and not a bad idea to just be prepared.
Yeah.
Aren't mutually exclusive.
No. The United States and Japan have reached a trade deal over minerals that are needed to make electric car batteries, replacing the minerals that are needed that have come from China. So, that a good step? I still am looking askance at electric cars, but I'm happy to see if we're going to do it, that we're getting some of the, if not most of the minerals from someplace other than China. Meanwhile, it was announced yesterday that China has signed deals to provide loans to debt-ridden countries, something that we used to do, but because we don't have the money anymore, China has all of our money, and so they're loaning big amounts to Argentina, Turkey, and Sri Lanka. They are trying to replace the International Monetary Fund, which is responsible for many of the values, if you will, of Western currency. So this is them just trying to, you know, do their thing with our money. They got our money over the last 40 years because we were dumb enough and greedy enough to give them all of our money. So, now, anyway, and much of this stuff, you know, all these dollar stores I was driving through over the weekend, a town in western Massachusetts, they have signs everywhere. We don't need another dollar store. There is a, this is a fairly small store, a fairly small town, and they have $3, they have a dollar. How many different dollar stores are they? There's the 99 cents.
There's the Dollar Tree.
Yeah, Dollar General. Dollar, whatever
it is. There used to be something called the 99 cent store. I don't know if that's even still around.
Yeah, they're still those. Anyway, so the Dollar General people apparently are severe violators of workplace safety standards. And so the U.S. Labor Department is looking into them and the other dollar stores. I would look into them not for that reason necessarily, but if you, I did go into one of them. There's one in the next town over. There aren't any in my town, but they're in the next town over. There's one, and I went into it, and I walked around just to see what was in there. Clothing, utensils, everything made in China. Everything. 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 So, and here's another one. Why we aren't doing this stuff, I went to, we're on the development that I'm working on, we had to get a one of those lifts that you use to get up to tall things and ceilings and trees and stuff. So I rented one, and it was a brand new machine, and I put it on the back of my truck, and I brought it back to the farm. I was trying to figure, the guy who put it on my truck said, it's very intuitive, you'll figure it out, it'll be easy to run. So I'm thinking, okay, I'm pretty mechanical, I know how to make things run. And I'm looking at this thing, and I'm trying to find, there's a kill switch someplace that I can't find. And so I, there's a book that came with the machine. So I get the book, the guys are reading it, and I look at it, and damned if it doesn't say on the first page, made in China. And if I'd have known that, I probably wouldn't have rented it. But this is a rather well-engineered, it's not, wasn't engineered in China, it was engineered by our guys at a company in America, but they had it made in China. This is the problem. And just to save a buck or two or three or whatever it is, it's still, with all of the focus on TikTok and the other things, we have just, we are at the precipice of losing it all. And I don't say that to be overly dramatic. We just aren't. And we're so busy listening to this garbage from these people like Trump and DeSantis and Biden. And what they have no leadership. They really don't. They have no leadership ability. They aren't leading us. They're letting us do the things that we do because it's probably good for them. Not good for us. There's nothing about doing business with China, even if it's cheaper and you buy things cheaper. There's nothing. I go out on a limb, but it isn't a long limb. I don't think there's anything that in terms of what we have looking to eternity, if you will, that comes out of this relationship with China. You hear me talk about Chinese medicine all the time because the old ancient Chinese traditions are fabulous. That's not about today. That's back in the day when, you know, there was interesting religion was going on there.
And it's more so against what's going on within their government and how it is a danger worldwide, really.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Make sure that you be careful about buying these Crocs. Do you have any Crocs? They're
the
ugly.
Shoes?
Yeah.
No.
They're very comfortable. They're like slippers in a sense. But apparently they're not good for your feet. So it's like wearing, like having, if you have, like chicken feet.
I don't think any kind of sandals or flip-flop or anything where your foot has to basically grip onto the shoe with each step you take because it's not super on, you know what I mean? And I think Crocs have that one back. There's like a back strap that you can either push down and make them slides, or you can pull it up so it does stay on your feet. But a lot of people don't utilize that back strap.
All right, can we have a big boo for the Houston Astros, those cheating SOBs? The season starts this week. Red Sox open up on Friday. It's going to be like 40 degrees at Fenway Park. That ought to be a lot of fun. The Major League Baseball season actually opens on Thursday with the Astros. I figure out who they're playing. But there are a lot of people who are looking at the Astros as another winning team for this year. They occupy the top spot so far in all the power rankings and all that betting that's now going on, the sports betting. So I still say boo to them. 18 after the hour.
Hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib. Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR positive HER2 negative NBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Imagine buying a pair of sneakers and getting a soothing, gentle foot massage like you'd get during a relaxing pedicure just by walking. Skechers new Massage Fit sneakers. Because Skechers, the comfort technology company, has designed a unique innovation that makes it feel like you're pampering your feet with a gentle massage in every step. The secret is Skechers new patented wave technology on the sole that gently massages your feet while you're walking around. Find them for men and women at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
As a dentist, I know what my patients are saying during times when they really can't speak.
Mm-hmm.
She says her gums are irritated.
Mm-hmm.
Is there anything you can do? Absolutely. You can try New Crest Advanced Gum Restore.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. It detoxifies below the gum line to restore your gums back to health in just 7 days.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Healthy gums, healthy mouth.
New Crest Advanced Gum Restore. Healthy, beautiful smiles for life.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes, too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. It's social media time. Some of the things that people are talking about. I see this on the minds of a lot of people. The Twitter source code, the fundamental computer code on which the social network Twitter runs. Many of the parts were leaked online. So what does this do to people's privacy when it comes to Twitter? Should people be concerned about this? Twitter apparently
Twitter should be concerned that somebody could go and rewrite like their algorithm or whatnot.
Mm-hmm. Why would somebody do that, Jay?
Hold it hostage.
What's the, really?
That's a good question. I always wondered why people who have this level of intelligence with computer language, why not use it for good?
Yeah. Right.
These are high-paying jobs. Kind of skill set these people have, they could get high-paying jobs.
Yeah. Really pretty amazing. I don't get it myself, but anyway. Okay, so we have some posts on Doug Steffens, facebook.com/good day, right? It's Good Day Radio Show.
Facebook,
yeah, right, and then on Twitter it's Good Day On Air. So you posted the picture of the things sort of getting started at the farm over the weekend. You see me on the tractor pulling the ice cream bus. Those of you who remember have gone around, go to my website for the farm, which is EastleyFarm.com, EastleyFarm.com, EastleyFarm.com. So we're bringing the Moo bus. I store it away, and so it's kind of cool. We all had big smiles on our face when we brought this back into its place on Sunday. So people were commenting. Melody said that she and her son went to a Maple Weekend event on the way home coming through Batavia, New York. There's a place that had a big maple syrup thing in Belchertown, Mass. This past weekend, because it's time for maple syrup to be produced and people to buy it and stuff. So you'll see a lot of those celebrations around as the sap has finished running and most of it's been boiled off, if you will. So let's see here. Jeff says, travel to Nashville to participate in a charity event to benefit cancer research. The highlight, beside raising $30,000, was a wonderful show by the Outlaws. So why did
that
person...
That's great.
Was that just... This is just people telling us what they've done.
Well, that was the question, yeah.
The
showing
weekend,
what
yeah.
you brought back and then asking, what did you get into this
what
weekend?
What did you do this weekend? Yeah. So traveling to Nashville. Look at all the people that go to Nashville, where unfortunately that sad thing took place... yesterday, or when was it, Monday, but then There are other reasons. Nashville's kind of a, would you say, you lived there for a number of years, a party city, would you say Nashville's a
yeah,
party
city? Yeah, it's definitely
city?
A travel destination. It's a transient place, it's a travel destination. It has taken over Vegas in terms of bachelor and bachelorette capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people like to go. There's live music everywhere. There's so much to do. It's a place where you can come for an adults-only trip. You can come for a family vacation. It really is a great place to be.
There's somebody, when you ask what they got into this weekend, this lady, Ms. Greer, says she escaped a storm only to learn that her town got leveled, or an entire town, not her town, from a tornado. Right.
Yeah, yep. Those tornadoes that happened over that the
this weekend. Yeah, right, exactly. All right,
that's
so anyway.
Safe.
Everybody is safe and sound. So that was one of the things that you posted. How many different things on average do you post a day? Sometimes I get a chance to look at the stuff, and sometimes I don't.
Try to do about 3 different posts a day. The Facebook algorithm doesn't like it. If you post too often, then they'll hide a lot of posts. They don't like a lot of links, which is unfortunate, because whenever we are discussing different stories, we want people to see the source of the story, and Facebook is very against, hey, don't drive traffic away from our platform.
Yeah. We had some interesting comments to Monday and getting the week started as well. So thanks for your comments. We appreciate them. Get to them as we can here when we have time. 28 after the hour on the Good Day program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Manhattan, New York grand jury that has been weighing potential charges against former President Trump regarding a non-disclosure agreement between Trump and Stormy Daniels did not take action Monday. Trump on Fox News weighs in.
This has never been done like this before in the history of our country to this extent. People are pleading with the prosecutor, don't do it, don't do it, it's wrong, even Democrats.
Democrat District Attorney Alvin Bragg's former campaign manager, Keisha Sutton, explains her opinion.
For far too long, our justice system in our country has been meted out effectively against certain communities.
North Korea unveiled new smaller nuclear warheads and vowed to produce more nuclear-grade material to expand the country's arsenal this morning just after a U.S. carrier strike group led by the USS Nimitz docked at the Busan Naval Base in South Korea. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Today on Hey Culligan, how smart is your water? Here's Tracy.
Hey Culligan, I think my water might be dumb.
Good news, Tracy. Your water's not dumb, it's just not talking to you.
You can make my water talk.
No, but the new Culligan Smart Drinking Water System can talk to your phone to tell you when your water filters need changing and help you meet drinking water goals.
Now that's some brilliant H2O.
You said it, Tracy, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
To my newborn baby boy, the day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Hey, Jay, let's remind everybody right now how they can use their mind and their mouth to call us at 855-999-DOUG to express themselves about the issues of the day, et cetera, whatever we're talking about, right? Good idea?
Exactly. Let's hear your thoughts and your voice, not only us reading your words. Join the conversation and be heard.
And be listening, because we'll probably play your comments on the air. Again, the line number, 855-999-3684. That's 855-999-DOUG. The hour now on the Good Day program. So with regard to calling, if you want to call, that's great. If it makes you feel better to get something off your chest, here we are. It's a public service. But if you want to get on the air and say something that has something to do with what we're talking about, excuse me, I'm listening to some of these calls and talking to James about who's calling 855-999-DOUG, and some of the stuff is nonsense. But if it helps you to feel better, great. But don't expect to get on the air with something that's nonsensical. Does that make sense?
What are some of the items? Oh, totally makes sense. But what are some of the items that people are calling?
James, you were going through a few of these things, and I just said, okay, maybe we'll can. I think I used another expression.
Yeah. Let me. I can see if I can get them back.
Nah, I don't want them on the air.
Oh, okay.
After you told me about a couple of them, it just seemed, what are they? Well, there was one that had to do actually with what we were talking about last week. But that was last week.
Right.
Not this week.
Oh, maybe somebody listening to catch up on some podcasts.
Now, that could have been. What was that? What were the two of them?
There was one guy that was talking about switching Celsius to Fahrenheit and like a method to do that.
Right. We had done that. We did talk about that last week.
And then the other guy was kind of confused. I think he had the wrong number. He was like trying to flip a house or something.
That's amazing.
Call Doug and flip a house.
There you go.
855-999-3684. We're here at your service and on your side. There is something to being in this is such a perfect way for me to exist and to share my life with so many people. I feel so lucky every day, blessed in fact, chosen maybe. There's a gift here. You remember the expression favored nation clause? Did you learn about that in social studies when you were in school? Who were our friends in the favored nation clause?
Oh, okay. Yes. I didn't recognize that first, but yes, that does make sense.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So who do we have that are in the favored listener clause or department? We have lots of people that share with us on social media. And it doesn't have to just be about what we're talking about on the air. It could be something about you. I went off on a tangent talking about animals. I think the PETA people are after farmers who have goats that let them
use. Yes, animal rights activists who say goats.
Damn
smuggling.
Those people.
Yes.
Yeah. That's just, it's outrageous.
Ask the goats. Ask them if they want the smuggles or not, because I think they do like it. The baby goats.
Yeah, they make a strange noise, too, actually. All right, so that takes care of the comings and goings of the goats. And so here we go into some people in the news. Ray Liotta's Facebook has been hacked. Why? Guy's dead. There are a lot of these celebrity death hoaxes that have made. Is that what the problem is here?
There's a lot of times where somebody says a celebrity is dead when they are not in fact dead, but this one with the death hoax are like news and linking fake stories.
Yeah. But what you said something that was very pertinent a little bit ago when we were talking about the Twitter hack. Why do these people who are so good at doing this, what do they get out of screwing around with somebody like Ray Liotta's Facebook page?
A lot of times it's ransom. They want
money.
But
he's dead. What are they going to get out of the guy?
Well, but the people who run his page, the page still exists, and people in his family or his team still run it, and a lot of times his estate still exists. Man. So a lot of times it's ransom stuff.
Nathan Lane talking about Robin Williams in an interview. I thought this was pretty interesting, actually. Robin Williams protected Nathan Lane from being forced out.
Yeah,
on an
before
Oprah
he was ready.
Show. Yeah.
This is such a great story. So many people have talked about Robin Williams and how he has just been so generous and loving and sweet, and he was just so incredibly talented. And Nathan Lane recalls how Oprah wasn't trying to be vindictive or anything. She wasn't trying to out him or get a big scoop or a big story, but she was asking him if he was worried about being typecast. This is when they were on their press tour for The Birdcage. Mm-hmm. And while Robin Williams jumped in and kind of interjected to get her to change focus, it didn't work. She did come back, but at least bought Nathan Lane time to come up with some kind of response that he didn't feel like he was about to be outed.
You know, I just, when it comes to things like that, what's in it for you? Why do you think it's kind of like critical race theory? Why is that important? Why do I need to know, or why do you need to know, or why does it become necessary? In California, there's this whole critical race theory that's being taught, and it's creating a hubbub in areas where parents don't want it taught. So who decides? Why shouldn't parents be the ones that decide what the basic construct of their children's education. They're paying the bill. They're the taxpayers. So supposedly, you know, you get people on the school committee, the school board, they're supposed to represent the people in the community. But I don't know anybody in my circle, maybe I'm in a strange circle, who either understands or thinks that this focus on critical race theory is as important as, I guess I get why some people think it's important, but it's so divisive the way it's being handled. Maybe that's what I'm concerned about. Maybe it isn't the teaching of it, but it's the way. It's like, this is it. Buy it or not. And so people aren't buying it. And, you know, you were talking about this, the woman who shot up the school in Nashville. Excuse me. Apparently, she was transgender.
Mm-hmm.
Had been a man.
She's male. She uses male and male pronouns.
She
Her sex at birth is female. Her gender identity is male.
Okay, so who shot up the school, a woman or a man?
Well, depends if you're looking at sex or gender. They're saying female.
In my mind, sex and gender are the same thing.
Sex is what is at birth. That's your organs. And gender
is
how you identify. Who
defined this? Where did these definitions come from? I'm not challenging you. I just want to know where they came from. Who came up with these definitions? Who's in charge of definitions for stuff like this? Who is it? Nobody asked me. They ask you?
They ask me what my sex is?
No.
Or gender?
What the definitions for gender or definitions for sex?
Well, gender is more of a societal construct, where sex is your biological attributes at birth. And there are some people who are born with both male and female parts.
Yeah, I know that. I've seen those pictures. Kind of weird. This all, by the way, comes out of a meeting the Temecula Valley School District had a big fight because the school board passed a resolution to ban critical race theory. Now, that's because it hasn't been handled well. And so this was supposed to be a workshop for the community, and then a white woman shows up and told a black male speaker to go back to his country, which is stupid, ignorant, and dumb. He expressed his disappointment with the passage of the resolution banning CRT. That'd be something that Marjorie Taylor Greene would say, somebody like that, which doesn't fix the problem. But I don't know I guess my question is, what's the problem?
Well, it seems like a lot of people think that it's assigning a generational guilt on policies from the past, and to learn
what
history doesn't assign.
Would be an example of that, though, Jay. I don't. What would be slavery? Okay, slavery was engendered. Slavery, both men and women were slaves, right?
Well, so critical race theory is more about race, though.
Okay. Yeah. All right. So. Yeah, I've seen it be applied
people,
to both race
say
and sexuality.
You shouldn't necessarily feel guilt. You weren't a part of it. But it doesn't say that you're not allowed to be empathetic to a situation and learn from the past.
I don't know how to learn this. I was looking at something. John Stewart is somebody I respect greatly. And Howard Stern, God love him, started the campaign last week to get John Stewart to run for president, and he wasn't kidding. He thinks John Stewart should run for president, and you know what? It's not a bad idea. John Stewart's very smart. He's got a sense of responsibility to his person, and so he says that he thinks those who are campaigning against critical race theory don't mean it. They think it's an appeal to emotion. Is it an appeal to emotion? When you get right down to it, it is very emotional. It's part of the cancel culture stuff. If you don't believe what they're teaching you, then you're to be canceled because our way of thinking is the only way to think, which isn't true. Right? But these things become so... they become so what's the word I'm looking for? Divisive isn't really the word, but that's close enough. Because there are a lot of deep-rooted problems that our nation faces because of the lack of acceptance of other people, whether it's their gender or whether it's their race or sex.
How they
what
dress,
do you care?
How they identify? Exactly.
Right. I see. That's not teaching. That's just teaching common sense. They're not. What are you worried about? What do you think is going to happen if you shake the hand of somebody who's black if you're white, or if you're around them? Why, if you go sit on a toilet where a black man has sat before you, do you think something's going to happen? That was the whole theory behind keeping white toilets and
the
black toilets together, because they didn't want to sit on a seat where a black man has sat. Well, what are you,
some people feel that way about when it comes to ableism. Some people don't want to go to the bathroom somewhere that might be equipped for handicap.
Hmm. Excuse me, on the lighter side of it.
Small minds.
John Stewart, in the interview where I'm reading this interview that he was involved in talking about diversity and stuff, he said the Senate is like an assisted living facility. Excuse me, I thought that was pretty funny. You don't think that's funny? I think that's funny. You don't think it's funny?
I said oof.
Oof. Yeah, well, it is funny. It is. You know, and is yeah. I'm leaving it.
It's not not funny.
It's no right. I'm letting it speak for itself. Okay. 48 after this is good day. Good day.
Everyone loves TV Dad.
On the next TV Dad, presented by Progressive, TV Dad explains becoming a man.
Son, it's time we had the talk.
Okay, TV Dad.
You know, drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds.
Oh. Is that why my voice is changing?
That's a question for your health teacher.
Listen to your TV Dad. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary.
Did you hear about Taco Bell's apology?
Yeah, they apologized for going too far with their breakfast. Like the naked egg taco and chicken biscuit nachos? It was too much. All you need in the morning is tasty, simple food. Like the breakfast crunch wrap. Fluffy eggs, melty cheese, sausage, crispy hash browns, wrapped in a warm tortilla. Or, as some call it, a breakfast crunch thing. Grab one today, only at Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell stores during breakfast hours only until 11 a.m. while supplies last. Contact local store for hours and participation, which vary.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find your balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the ball?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Ew, gotta get rid of this old Backstreet Boys t-shirt.
Tell me why.
Because it stinks, no matter how many times I've washed it.
Tell me why.
No, you tell me why I can't get rid of this odor.
Have you tried New Downy Rinse and Refresh? It doesn't just cover up odors, it helps remove them.
Wow, it worked, guys.
Yeah.
Downy Rinse and Refresh removes more odor in one wash than the leading value detergent in three washes. Find it wherever you buy laundry products. Save on Downy Rinse and Refresh at Target.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day, health. Doug Steffen now with Dr. Jack Stockwell, who comes to us from the land of the snow. 700 inches of snow, Jack will tell you. It's snowing, and it will keep snowing. It'll be snowing in July up in the mountains there, and you can go skiing in your skivvies if you want. Probably July 4th, right?
That's not far off.
Slosh down.
Almost all the resorts are extending almost a month of the ski season.
Right. Yep. All right. Also, Jack, with his podcast on Good Day Health, the focus of the most recent one, what makes you healthy and what makes you sick? Jack does a program that's on under our Good Day auspices every week, and we sort of tail it off with our conversations at the end of the hour. He is a nutritionist. He's a Nurka chiropractor. He didn't go to medical school to learn how to figure out what goes on in your gut. But he does happily explain the virtues of making sure your gut is healthy so that the rest of your body is going to be that way as well. So catch all the episodes, the podcasts of Jack Good Day Health. All of them are available free at gooddayhealthshow.com, wherever you get your podcasts. This is World Autism Acceptance Week. You have some very interesting theories and themes when it comes to why we have such a problem of autism, and I thought perhaps this would give you a good opportunity, as it is the first World Autism Acceptance Week or Awareness Week, and I think that there are so many things that people don't understand about autism, where it starts, and the answer to the question, why is there so much more of it than there was 100 years ago? So you have theories. Explain.
Well, I do, but a lot of my theories are based on, well, they're not so much theories anymore. It's the more and more information that's coming out. It's simply environmental poisoning. And what I mean by that is the number of environmental poisons in the sense of food, water, and air that mothers mm-hmm. are subjected to while they are pregnant. And, of course, everything, I mean, almost everything that goes into mama, whether she breathes it, drinks it, goes through her skin, through lotions, whatever else, is going to end up across the placental barrier going into the baby. And some of the environmental poisons that have been recognized now number in the tens of thousands that were not there as little as 50, 60 years ago.
Yep.
20 years ago, the rate of autism was about 1 in 10,000.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in Utah, for boys, it's 1 in 35.
Good
so
guy.
What's different? You know, what's different? Where you know, we're, are we eating the same food? No, we're not eating the same food. We're not breathing the same air, and we're not drinking the same water because of the things that are involved with commercial farming and commercial animal raising for meat, the hormones, the pesticides, the herbicides, the fat-soluble kinds of chemicals that are involved in modernizing the world are getting into the food. And it gets into the food, it gets into mama, it gets across the placental barrier, it gets into the baby. A few years ago, they wanted to blame vaccines, you know, 100% for the reason. And they would use examples like the Amish people who don't vaccine, and they have an extremely low autism rate. But they also eat from the earth. Mm-hmm. And they don't buy anything, hardly anything at all outside of their own community.
They're self-sufficient in almost every way.
Exactly. And so they're not poisoned like a lot of other people are. Now, I will point a finger at vaccines because areas that are heavily vaccinated have higher rates of autism. But it's not the only reason. Mm-hmm. Some of these skin lotions that are available, the makeup that women will wear, hair care products,
the dyes that are in
house,
them, that's it.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. The stuff that we use to clean our homes now. And when you go into a grocery store, and I know the local one here, Harmon's, they have sections of much cleaner chemicals now. They have various brands that do not have the kinds of chemical residue, not necessarily the forever chemicals that are, you know, the industrial waste stuff,
PFAS,
but a lot of the stuff that they have recognized as being detrimental to human health. There's even a report, I saw this maybe a few months ago, a woman who takes acetaminophen during pregnancy, and she may just be taking it for headaches or something, is likely to have a greater chance of an autistic child.
Good God.
So it's not a virus. It's not something, you know, from, you know, other causes. It's simply a woman, when she decides she wants to become pregnant or ends up pregnant, has got to be so careful what goes into her body.
Well, there's so much stuff to... The danger zone is so broad now. I mean, even drinking too much alcohol will
precisely
that as
absolutely
well.
Absolutely.
All right, word to the wise during Autism Week from Dr. Jack Stockwell. Here, I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day Health at 59 past the hour.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.